That makes some sense. This evening, is my voice dead?
We can hear you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful for opportunity to be once again have a fellowship with the Lord. Amen. If brother can find the song, it's "The Windows of Heaven Are Open." Amen. Sing maybe a few choruses and just with us, Brother Andrew, if we can just open after word of prayer after last one. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment, he gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old dirty garment, he gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. Thank you, Lord. Blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment, he gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. This old world, this old world can never hold me any moment. I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment on. This old world can never hold me any moment. I'll be gone, for I have paid my consecration, and I have my wedding garment on. Once more, this old world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be. Thank you, Lord, for I have made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment on. He's still working on me. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and star, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Here it will be a sign upon the heart. Don't judge me yet, there's unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan. fashioned by the Master's loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. In the mirror of his world, the reflections that I see make me wonder why he never gave up on me. He loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter, I'm the clay. Oh, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. Maybe we can sing just last chorus. It's, we are here to praise him while we open our hearts and before our prayer. Amen. We are here to praise you, Lord. Lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, yes, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing you our love, rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you. Maybe once more, amen. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing you our love, rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for song worship upon this day. Thank you that we can come to the end of this day to forget about ourselves, Lord, to concentrate on you and to worship you, Lord. Father, may that song be a living reality to us. May you help us to fulfill it this evening, Lord, that we are here to praise you, Lord, and Father, to bring you the best that we can bring. Help us to forget about everything else now, Lord. Father, we're thinking of the wise men and how they came into your presence and how they brought the best that they could bring. Oh, they made that offering to you. And Father, thinking of Simeon coming, Lord, that first Christmas, Lord, and how he came and took you up in his arms. And Lord, his joy was fulfilled when he says, now my eyes have seen your salvation. Lord, help us this night. Open our eyes that we might see you. Open our hearts that we might fellowship with you. And Lord, even as we know, we cannot pray as we ought unless your spirit helps us, Lord. Surely we cannot worship the way that we ought unless your spirit helps us also. So as you continue to quicken Brother Vlad and bless him, Lord, won't you quicken us in our worship upon this day? Won't your presence, Lord, just come down and fellowship inside of our souls, that you may sing from our hearts, Lord, is our desire. And Lord, your servant, as he shuts himself away now, Brother Tim, I pray for him. I pray, Lord, that Father, Lord, you will speak from him, thus saith the Lord upon this night, Lord, that, Father, the spirit of prophecy would be upon his lips, that you'd speak unto our hearts and to our lives, that, Lord, you'd bless him and bless your people in the midst of it all, that you would be glorified. So, Father, we are dedicating the service to thee. May you be glorified this evening, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
It will be a very appropriate song. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him. I do. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name to worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Let us forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. We've got the power, amen. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Let all our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me that old-time religion. 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 And it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you die. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Yes, Lord, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old, yes, Lord, religion. Give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough. Now for me, it's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Yes, Lord, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. Redeem how I love to proclaim it. Redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem and so happy in Jesus. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, his child and forever I am. Redeem and I have proclaim it. Redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeem, redeem. Redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, his child and forever I am. Redeem and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light in his presence with me that continually dwell. Redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeem, redeem, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem his child, and forever I am. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me song in the night. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem his child, and forever I am. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem, redeem his child, and forever I am. Sweet over my soul, sweet over my soul, sweet spirit, sweet over my soul. My rest is complete when I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sweep over my sweet spirit, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Amen, amen. Let this spirit come and sweep over my soul. Sweet spirit. Brother, if you can find some, the love of God is greater. Nobody can describe this now. Amen. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pen God gave me son to win his erring child is reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels all. When holy time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on the rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels all. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, thank you, Lord, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels all. Could vivid in the ocean fill and weather skies of parchment made, where every star on other quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could a scroll contain the whole thou stretch from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels all. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels all. Once more, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels. song.
Thank you very much, Brother Vlad. Wonderful. Saints, the love of God, how rich and how pure. That's wonderful. This world, it's a polluted fountain. You can drink of what this world has to offer. It'll never satisfy. It'll never fully satisfy. Whereas Jesus says, the waters that I give, if anybody drinks of this, it's pure. You will never thirst again. Friends, how wonderful is his love. And what about Christmas time? God so loved the world that he gave us the greatest gift. He gave us his only beloved son. Friend, that is really, really love expressed. When the prophet says, I used to think that Jesus loved me, but God was angry with me. Then he says, but in the revelation of the word, I realized Jesus is the very heart of God. So friends, it's wonderful to think of his love. It's his redeeming love. It's his love that changes your life. It's not his threats. It's not the fear of hell. Mount Sinai doesn't bring forth sons and daughters of God, but Mount Calvary, when you see the manifestation of the love of God, when you see Jesus hanging on the cross in your place, because you and I should have been condemned. That is what the Bible says. We love him because he first loved us. So we thank the Lord for the song worship. Thank you, brother. We're so glad this evening for fellowship once again with our precious brother, Brother Tim Ashong. We're so glad for his accepting our invitation to minister to us this evening. He's actually across in the States at the moment. He's in Connecticut. So he's taken time out of his schedule to fellowship with us this evening to minister the blessings of God unto us. We thank the saints in Connecticut who helped him get everything set up today. We really do appreciate it there. And we pray that the Lord will bless our brother as he blesses us this evening. So we want to hand over to Brother Tim. Brother Tim, please take your time. May the Lord richly bless you. May the Lord use you for his glory as we hand over to Brother Tim. God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me?
Yes, bro.
Wow, God bless you. Good to hear from you. So we thank the Lord again for this opportunity to be together and to fellowship around the review word of our day. And I want to thank you for the invitation given to me to be part of this meeting. And may the Lord richly bless you and bless all of us. So once again, we greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and believers over here in Connecticut, Pastor Simon Peter and brethren here, and his brother-in-law is also here, Brother Charles Tanga, and the wife, and I'm right ministering from their house. And I want to thank Pastor Simon Peter for giving me the opportunity to be here also and fix this place for me to be able to share fellowship with the believers. May the Almighty God bless each and every one of us. And so, whatever we are, let's bow our heads and have the word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you again for, Lord, your favor upon our lives and the opportunity given to us to, Lord, gather together, Lord, and we are able to connect, Lord, with one another, Lord, by this means to be able to fellowship and talk together and share together, Lord, the things that have been revealed to us and made known to us in this closing moment of time. Lord, to encourage ourselves and get ourselves ready, oh, for that glorious rapture. Oh, when we shall be changed in the twinkle of an eye. Lord, we are looking forward unto you, Lord, as Lord we continue to feed upon your word, you make us more like thee. Bless, oh God, thy people, and Lord, stand for us and undertake for us. Whatever, Lord, is not pleasing in your sight, we ask that you forgive us and may your Holy Spirit minister unto us. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. So God bless you again. And we just want to encourage ourselves from the scriptures, as the Bible said, we should do as we even see the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord. I mean, the day of redemption, our home going, approaching and coming closer and closer to us, and we see the word becoming more real, unveiling, and it's becoming sweeter and glorious. We want to continue to encourage ourselves and keep pressing on, encouraging one another, and let's keep pressing on. Let's read from the book of Judges, chapter 6. The book of Judges, chapter 6, and we turn our Bible to the book of Judges, chapter 6. And let's read from verse 11. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which is in Ophrah, that pertained unto Josh, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. And for this little time that we have, we just want to encourage ourselves with the message on, have I not sent thee? And so we see where we have read, it's about Israel. Once again, in the they are being tormented, and the Midianites were ruling or were in control. I mean, afflicting them and tormenting them, all because that they have sinned against God. That is because they disbelieve the word of the Lord. And so remember, sin, as the prophet of God said, it's not drinking, it's not smoking, it's all not all these things. It's all this drinking and smoking and fighting and forces and envies and jealousies and malice. They are all attributes of sin. It says sin is unbelief of the word of God. So to disbelieve the word of God, which is the written word of God, is sin. And also to disbelieve the revealed word of God is sin also. And so we saw that these people of God, they have disbelieved the word of the Lord. And that has brought them into slavery, into the rulership of the enemy. The enemies were ruling over them. The Midianites were ruling over them. And so the Bible tells us that sin is a reproach. It's a reproach to any nation. It's a reproach to any people. It's a reproach to any family. Sin is a reproach. And there is consequences of it. And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. So, as believers, as God has favored us and brought us or opened our eyes to see the light that we are seeing, we ask that the grace of God will continue to keep us so that we will stay focused on the word of the Lord, not to disbelieve the word of the Lord again. May God give us grace. May God give us strength. May God help us to always stay with God's word, no matter how it sounds and it looks. No matter how it sounds and it looks, may God give us grace, because to misinterpret it, to misplace, to misapply, it is death. So may God give us grace just to take it as it has been given to us. We don't need our own ideas and our own thoughts and any other man's ideas. All that we need is, thus says the Lord, the word of the Lord. And God has been good to us in our day and giving us this light. We bless the name of the Lord. So here we saw, the Bible tells us that Gideon, he was trying to, you know, harvest time and trying to, you know, gather the things, their crops and things and wheat and things. And he was trying to hide it from the Midianites, because we realize that whenever the things have come to where it should, where they should benefit, of course, we are expected to eat of the fruits of our labors. God don't give us food or give us money or job and then all the money misused. He wants us to benefit, fruit of it. When you labor, when you farm, you know, you farm, you have to eat of it. We have to eat of the fruit of our labors and our efforts. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we see that the enemy comes in and steal away their job. And so this young man, Gideon, was working in his father's farm, and he was trying to, you know, cover whatever they are, just to make sure that it is protected, that it is safe. And then from the Midianites, and the Lord God Almighty sent an angel, and the angel goes there, and look at the way the angel addressed him. The angel addressed him, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, that mighty man of valor." So this is how God was looking at Gideon. This is what God was looking at him. This is what he was, the mighty man. Yet he did not even know what he possesses. And many a time we don't even know what we possesses. We don't even know what is in us and what we have. That is why we thank God for his word. Because the word of the Lord comes to reveal. The word comes to show us. The purpose of light is to reveal. So the light has come to reveal to us who we are. So God addresses him as a mighty man. What a wonderful thing. God addresses him, mighty man. The Lord is with thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want us to remember this. It is not the way you are looking at yourself, but the way God sees us. What God has done for us. Oh, hallelujah. You might say, well, I'm little, I'm nothing. But, hey, we are sons and daughters of God. The word has come. The light today has come to reveal to us who we are. Mighty man of valor. He said, and the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. What an assurance to know that the Lord is with us. Remember how the angel or speaking to Moses, speaking to Joshua, said, the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And this should be assurance to us to know that whether it is day or night, whatever the challenges might be, whatever the difficulties might be, the Lord our God is with us. He said, the Lord is with thee. And as you are there, my brother and my sister, and beloved in the Lord, I want you to know that the Lord said he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord is with us. And the Lord is you, my brother. And the Lord is with us, my sisters. And just let somebody around you know that the Lord is with us. And if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? If the Lord is for us, then we are on the winning side. If the Lord is with us, then we are more than conquerors. If the Lord is with us, then we shall overcome. If the Lord is with us, then victory shall be ours. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. That mighty man of valor. That's what the word of God said Gideon was. And that's what the word of God says. Remember, it is God that declares who we are. So when God declares us to be victorious, And it declares to be mighty men and mighty women, sons and daughters of God. That is what we are. And we shall have grace to accept. Drop our own thoughts. Put down our thoughts and our ideas. And think what the word of God says. Like the Lord spoke to Abraham. And he said, I have made thee. Hallelujah. A man of about 100 years. And God says, I have made thee father of nations. What? His name was changed from Abraham to Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before Isaac was born. Listen, you know, Ishmael and Isaac, they have different names, surnames. Ishmael had, if there's a birth certificate, Ishmael's birth certificate is Abraham. Isaac's birth certificate is Abraham. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Isaac was under different. He was under a covenant. He had under a different promise. And Ishmael was under different. Abraham, God changed his name. I have made you father of nations. Hallelujah. At the age of 100, I mean, an old man, but God said, this is what I've made you, and Abraham believed it. And so, we are not asked to look at ourselves. Our state, the state in which you are. When the Bible says, I am the Lord thy healer, whatever condition we are in, let us accept what God says. He is our provider. He said, I have made you father of many nations. Abraham believed it. And whatever God has done for us, he has paid the price for us. He has paid the price of redemption. Oh, hallelujah. Let us also believe it and walk in it. Abraham took what God said. And no wonder the Bible said he did not stagger through unbelief. But he was strong, giving praise to God. He did not even consider the badness of Sarah's womb or his own weakness. Oh, hallelujah. But he was giving praise to God, accounting that God is faithful, that whatever God has said, God is able to bring it to pass. Do you also believe that? Do you also believe that whatever God has said, whatever God has promised, he is able to bring it to pass? Abraham believed it. Even though he was old, even though Sarah's womb was dead, even though he had his own weakness, but he believed what God said. So you and I, Bible says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. Do you also believe that? Because Abraham, in that condition, believed what God said. So what are you doing with the word of God? And he walked in that. And remember, the Bible says, he has made us kings. Hallelujah. He has made us kings and rulers, kings and priests unto our God. So we are kings. We are rulers. He said we have dominion over the devil. We have dominion over the world. We have dominion over Satan. We have dominion over the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. It's not by our might. It's not by our power. But by his spirit. He said we have dominion. You have dominion. You have authority. Hallelujah. Over the works of the enemy. Because Jesus conquered the world. And he gave us the victory. He gave you the victory. He gave us the victory. And we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He made us kings. Oh, he made us rulers. We rule over sin. We rule over the devil. We rule over the world. We are rulers. So sin shall no more have dominion over us. Sin, unbelief, shall not rule over your life. Because he didn't give us the spirit of fear. He didn't give us the spirit to be tormented or intimidated. But he has given us the spirit of sons and daughters so that we can cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. So you don't have to live your life in fear or allow fear to rule you and fear to torment you, because he has given us the spirit of sons and daughters. We have been predestinated unto adoption. Nothing can change our destination. For God has already made up his mind on that. The mind was made before the foundation of the world. He predestinated us, and though that he predestinated, he called them, and though that he called, he justified them, and though that he justified, he glorified them. So we have been glorified, and we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Brethren, let us receive the word of the Lord. Don't look at yourself. Look at the declaration of God. What God declares. He told Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. Though Gideon was afraid here, and they said, no, you don't have to be afraid. You are a mighty man. And more so, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. What an assurance. Whatever situation you are in, whatever you are confronted with, know this one thing, the Lord is with you. The angel told Gideon, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. If God be for us, what are we afraid of? Don't be afraid. The prophet of God said, God don't want his children to fear, but he wants his children to believe. So brother, believe. Church, believe. Sister, believe. Young men, believe. Young women, believe. Church, believe. Mama, believe. Papa, believe. Church, let's believe. Hallelujah. The Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. It just gladdens my heart to know that the Lord is with us. Yes, you might not see, you know, look at Daniel, a man that was scared here and there. And in that situation, God was telling you, hey, no matter what you are in, God is with you. And sometimes we think he has forsaken us. We think he's not there. But remember, even if your eyes don't see him, he's there as you stay with the word. As you are faithful, as you are committed to God's word, and that is what we need to check our soul salvation, to make sure that we are walking in the light, to make sure that our lives have been straightened up, to make sure that, oh, hallelujah, we walk in the light as he is in the light. Listen, Zachariah and Elizabeth, the Bible said they were faithful, they were righteous. They were walking according to the ordinances of the Lord. May God give us grace to walk in the light of our day. The light that has been given to us, the word that has been given to us, let's walk in the light. Hallelujah. Oh, knowing that the Lord said, I am with you. And what, listen, if God be for us, who can be against us? If that is the majority, because Almighty God with us, that's the majority. If God is with us, there is nothing to fear. If God is with us, oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No wonder Elijah, when the people came to him, Dothan, when he was in Dothan, and they sent the Syrians to come and arrest him, and he looked at them, he said, his servant was afraid. And then Elijah said to him, you don't have to be afraid. Those that are with us are more than those that are against us. Hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, the angels of God encamp round about those who fear the Lord. If you fear the Lord, then remember the angels of the Lord are always with you. Brother Branham said, the angels of God, they don't leave us. He said, they go with us to church and they go with us back home. They don't leave us. He said, I'll give my angels charge over you, and they will bear you up in their hands so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Oh, what a time, what an assurance given to us in a times like this. In a challenging time as we are in today. In this era of COVID. And then the COVID changed to this and COVID changed. And in this time of when the rulers of the world don't know what to do. But God is telling you today that I am with you. Don't be afraid. God is with us. The angel told you, you are a mighty man. You are a mighty man of valor. And sons and daughters of God, you are mighty men and mighty women of valor, because God is with us. Hallelujah. Gideon, this young man, and he tried to hide here, and he tried to hide here, and he tried to hear. And then, look at the angel said, mighty man. Mighty man of valor. And maybe Gideon will try to look around. Who is he talking to? Gideon might say, who are you talking to? He looked around and there was nobody. And he said, I'm talking to you. Oh, hallelujah. The angel said, I am talking to you. Here was a man that was afraid. Here was the man that was hiding. And now God comes and says, hey, you're a mighty man. The word declares who you are. The word declares who we are. The word says we have been forgiven. The word says we are pardoned. The word says we are children of God. Oh, the word says we have been accepted in the beloved. Mighty man of valor. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is with thee. He looked around. Is he talking to me? And sometimes when the word of God is preaching, wonder whether he's talking to you or somebody else. But remember, it is God that declares who we are. So don't be looking at yourself. Look to the word. Look to the promise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Mighty man of valor. And he was standing there, and the man was afraid. And then he said, but I'm talking to you. There is something in you. There is something in you. And the word of God comes to quicken that. The seed, that Jebusite seed that is placed within us, the word comes to quicken it, to reveal who we are. Hallelujah. So what we are today is what God says we are. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody look at. I believe in what God says, and I want to walk in the strength of that. Go in this thy might. Hallelujah. The word comes to anoint us. And we have to go in that anointing of the revelation. God comes to reveal to us who we are. And when we are, it is revealed to us, we go in that anointing. You don't no more look at yourself. You don't no more condemn yourself. You look what God says about you. Take what God says about you, your man. Yes, sir, your woman. Take what God says about you and let that inspire you. And we saw Gideon here. And the angel spoke to him. And he began to refer to the scriptures. And he said, but why are all these things happening to us here and there? And the Midianites are ruling over us, and we are sick, and we are this, and we are suffering this, and that, and that. And the Bible said, and the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel. When the Lord looked upon him, he changed everything around him. He breathed upon it, just like the Bible said, in the beginning, the earth was without form and void. God breathed a breath of life, and he changed everything. And that is how when he breathed upon us, he changes everything around us. That's also, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. When that anointing comes upon, it changes everything around us. Hallelujah. And I pray that that anointing, that breath of God will come upon us. The anointing of God will come upon us and change everything around us. Everything was changed around Gideon. His thoughts changed. His thinking changed. His ways changed because the Lord looked upon him. Oh, God's favor. It was a favor of God. God looked upon him. And that same God has looked upon you. Just as the angel said to Mary, thou hast found favor before God. And I said to you, young man. And I said to you, young woman. And I said to you, mama, papa. And I said to you, brother and sister, we find favor in the sight of the Lord to receive the word of the Lord. The Lord has looked upon us, not because of our good works, but by his grace. Hallelujah. Not because of what we don't deserve it, but that is Jehovah's favor to us in this evening time to receive a prophet, send a message to us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Are you hearing me? Brothers, are you hearing? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Say, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Don't worry. Whether you are in your kitchen or you are in your bedroom or you are in your laundry room or you are in the sitting room, say, praise the name. Give a wave offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, man. May the Lord that look upon Gideon, may that same Lord look upon you. May he bring deliverance. May he bring joy. deliverance. He was delivered from fear. When the Lord looked upon him, he delivered him from fear. He delivered him from worry. He delivered him from unbelief. He delivered him from low living. He was raised up. May God's grace be upon you, my brother, my sister. Don't, Brother Bram said, God don't want us to live in fear. God wants us to live in faith. Because faith is our victory. Faith makes us overcomers. So, brothers, sisters, in this hour, don't live in fear. Don't be intimidated. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Keep praising the Lord. Keep worshiping the Lord. Like I was preaching, Paul and Silas, even when they were beaten. They were beaten and they were thrown into jail. Oh, man. They have been beaten severely. They were. The Bible said they give them many lashes. They torn their clothes from them. But it said when they threw them into jail, into the inner cells, oh, Paul and Silas, wow, they begin to praise the name of the Lord. As I said, look, whatever condition you might be in, even this very hour, whatever situation you might be in this very hour, brother, you got a choice to make. Whether look, to give thanks or whether to blame God. You can choose to sing his praises and bless the name of the Lord, and Paul and Silas, they choose to give praises to the Lord. They didn't blame God. They didn't accuse God, but they give glory to God and they begin to sing and worship God. Hallelujah. And they clap their hands and they stand. And the Bible said, and the other prisoners heard them praising the Lord. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed for your neighbor to hear you singing. For your neighbor to hear you say, praise the Lord. For your neighbor to hear you say, glory to God. For your neighbor to see you clapping your hands. For your neighbor to see you worshiping God. Or for your parent in the school or your parents, whatever they might be, or your colleagues working to don't be ashamed for them to hear you to say, Jesus, mention the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of the Lord. Don't be ashamed to glorify the name of the Lord. I don't care who is there, who is not there. Paul and Silas begin to worship the Lord after they have been beaten. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. Has anybody beaten you today? Have you been beaten? Have you been laughed at? Has your cloak been torn away from you? What has been done against you? That you should not be, because of that, you should not, you are ashamed, you are embarrassed, you are intimidated. No! The kings and the lashes did not intimidate them. No way. They sang the praises of God and they made the devil ashamed of himself. Sometimes our behaviors make Satan empowers the enemy. Yes, I've done it. Look at them. And then we begin to complain and we begin to blame God and begin to blame one another and blame the pastor or blame the minister or blame your wife or blame your husband or blame your mama and blame your papa and because of this and because of that. Whatever the cause, Paul and Silas begin to praise the Lord because they know all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, then whatever might be happening around you might be for your good. And the Lord is in it all. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. When the word of God comes, it comes to anoint us. The angel of the Lord looked upon Gideon. The Lord looked upon him. And that was a favor. And everything changed. May everything change in your life, even as you are sitting now under the anointing of the preaching of the gospel. As you are hearing the word of the Lord, know that it's the favor of the Lord unto you. May everything change. Rise from lukewarmness, rise from depression, from oppression and suppression, and whatever the sins are. Rise from it, knowing that you are a man, a woman, a son, and a daughter of God, a mighty man of valor. The word declares you a victorious person. The word declares you a conqueror. The word declares you a winner. That you are more than a conqueror. Rise in the bank of the Lord and go in the strength of the anointed word of the Lord and you will possess the gate of the enemy, because God has declared us winners. God has declared us overcomers.
Hallelujah.
God is so good to us, brothers. He's so good to us, friends. And we should be thankful to the Lord. The big points out, and they begin to sing God's praises, and they begin to rejoice, and they sang so much. And the Bible said, other prisoners heard them. In our own case, we don't even want people to know, hear us say, praise the Lord. Because we feel embarrassed. Because somebody tend to look at you and say, what do you say? What do you say? And then I will request, I say, praise the Lord. I say, thank you, Jesus. I bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, why should you be afraid? Why should you be embarrassed because somebody heard you say Jesus? No. Paul and Silas in their prison, in their cells, they begin to praise the Lord. So whatever prison you might be in, whatever condition you might be in, nothing stops you from saying, thank you, Jesus. Nothing stops you from saying, I give glory to God because my God knows all about me. Hallelujah. And as they begin to sing, the Bible said there was earthquake. Wow. Two brothers. What do you do in your family? Husband and wife, what do we do with our family? What do we do? Do we even sing? Do we even worship God? Do we even, oh my God, help us. And others heard it. And they begin, oh my. Sometimes it's our life that condemns us. Yeah. When we are not living right. So when you are not living right, the enemy comes against you. But if your life is right, oh hallelujah, you sing his praises. You bless his name. You don't care. But how can you be singing and saying praise the Lord in your office and to your neighbors and relations when they know the life you are living? When you don't talk to people, you don't talk to them, you don't greet them, you don't respect them, how can you be saying praise the Lord in their presence? Because you look at you, say, this one is a hypocrite. Let us live right to shame the devil. Because the Bible said when they saw the Christians in Antioch, they look at their life and they said, these are Christians, Christ-like. The people called them Christians because they saw their lives. They saw their behavior. They saw their actions and their life they were living and they glorified God. What about us today? If you say you believe the message, oh, I believe the message. What do you believe? What is the message says? The life you are living today, is that what the message says you should live? If you believe this message, you will live Christ. The life of Jesus will be seen in you. You, oh my God, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. You remember one time Jesus asked the disciples, who do men say I am? He asked his disciples, who do men say I am? And the disciples, some said you are John the Baptist, some said Elijah, some said one of the prophets, some said this. And they, all the names they were mentioning were men of God. Brother Branham said, every prophet that ever came on the scene, they lived part of the life of Christ. So when they look at him, they saw Jeremiah, they saw Isaiah, they saw David, they saw Elijah, they saw Moses. Because the life of Christ, oh, he was the fullness of the prophet, the God of the prophet. Oh, hallelujah. So they saw the life of Christ in it. They saw Elijah in it. They saw Moses in it. They saw Joseph. Every one of them lived part of the life of Christ. Today, what are we also doing? And I'd like to ask the question, as Jesus asked the question, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? I want to ask you, who does your neighbor say you are? Your colleagues? Your peers? Your husbands and wives? Who do they say you are? Who do people say you are? What life are you living? The life that you are living today, is it reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ? Is it the fruit of the Spirit that is coming out of you? Or what is coming out of you? Because the tree is low, but the fruit is best. Hallelujah. I hope you don't get tired of me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can do nothing else than what I'm doing because I believe he leads me and I know he's leading me. And I know somebody has a need of that. And we have a need of that because we are professed and professed, but we need to possess what we are professing. Because professing without possession is not good. But we need to possess. We need a possession to possess what we are talking about. So that men will see our lives and glorify God. Hallelujah. Who do men say I am? Who do the people say you are? What do they say about your life? That is why we have the word of the Lord coming to us, to quicken us, to revive us, to wake us up. Paul and Silas, they sang, and the prison doors opened. And when even the prison doors opened, they were still there. My God, help us. They didn't run out. Because God never told them to run out. So they stayed there until the prison officer, when he woke up, he saw the doors open. He had wanted, he took knife to kill himself. But no, we are here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, we are here. And that brought salvation to that family. They are beating, they are suffering, all that they went through might be just because of that family to be saved. If they have run out, that man would have been killed and the family would have been lost. Brother Brown said, one soul worth 10,000 of this world. Oh, we should think about souls. We should think about how to get people to Christ. If you're suffering and your pain will bring somebody to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, praise be to God. We should be ready to pay any price. We should be ready to go to any length. Eat your life. Eat your shame. We bring somebody to the light. May God give us grace that we can say, Lord, let thy will be done. Our master Jesus, he said in Gethsemane, let thy will be done. So that today, you and I have liberty and we have freedom and we have eternal life. Because Jesus, he had the power. He could have commanded the legion. He said, 12 legions, angels, to come down. But he didn't do it. Because he's suffering. His death is to bring salvation. He was thinking about you. He was thinking about me. He said, when he was on the cross, we were in his mind. All that he went through, he lived with us in his mind. He could have refused Calvary, but because of you, he went to Calvary. Hallelujah. He came to this life. He came through shame and disgrace, and they call him all kinds of names. He could have defended himself. Oh, hallelujah. But for you and for me, he said, Father, that will be done. May God help us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I hope I'm not bothering you. I hope I'm not disturbing you. And may the Lord Jesus help us. Hallelujah. Here was Gideon. The Lord looked upon him, and it was a favor, and he changed everything. And the Lord said, hey, listen, Gideon said, who am I? How can I do it? Who am I? My family is the least. In the tribe, we are the least. Hey. Hallelujah. It is not you. It is not me. It is the Lord. It's not who you are. It's not who I am. It is who he is. So that we look at ourselves and we condemn ourselves. And we disqualify ourselves. But remember, it is not you. It is him. He said, it is not the size of the dog in the fight. It is the size of the fight in the dog. It is not who we are. It is who he is. He's the one that made the promise. And is, oh man, more than able to keep every word of his. Hallelujah. So stop looking at yourself and look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Yes, when God was sending Moses said, who am I? Who am I to go to Pharaoh? And God said, I will be with you. Hallelujah. I will be with you. No matter who Pharaoh is, I will be with you. It is not who you are. It is who I am. And I am that I am. I am the Almighty. I am the Creator. I am the Word, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. I am the light of the world. I am the beginning and the end. I am your strength. I am your might. I am your joy. I am your peace. Oh, hallelujah. I am your victory. I am your God. It's not who we are, it's who He is. Hallelujah. He said, I will be with you. What did He say to Joshua? I will be with you. What did He say to Jeremiah? I will be with you. It has been God with His people throughout the ages. For without God, we can do nothing. It has been God with our mothers, with our fathers. It has been God. It was God with Abraham. It was God with Moses. It was God with Daniel. It was God, and it is God today. God with Brother Branham. God with the bride. God with His elect. God with His chosen people. God in man. Hallelujah. What is Emmanuel? God with us. That's the word. Let's take the word and go in this mind. Go in the anointing of the word of the Lord. And we saw Gideon. Oh, after the angel of the Lord has spoken to his son, the least, he said, don't worry about that. I am your strength. I am your God. I am your God. And it's a lot today. Brothers, let's take the word. Because God always fortifies His children behind His word. So, take that word. Stay behind the word. Let the word always go before us. Go behind that word. Take that promise that has been given to you and go in that mind. We saw Gideon. When he went out, he preached, he had his first crusade, and he had a lot of people, about 30-something thousand, 32,000 people come to believe. Then he preached again. If anybody is afraid, let them go home. Wow. The Bible said, a lot of them went back. 22,000 plus went back. He left. He preached again, brought into the water. And God said, I'm going to do separation over here because there are too many for me. And then they came there and God chose 300. 300 out of 32,000. And he went in that mind. He went in that inspiration. And then the victory was won. Beloved in Christ, let us not look at ourselves. Let us hold on to the promise of God. Let us look to the Lord who has called us. He has given us favor. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Go in the mind of the word, the message of the hour, the anointing of this hour. Hold on to it. God is faithful. God will never fail. God will never let us down. Oh, hallelujah. Because Brother Branham said, when God speaks to a man, he said, when God speaks to a man, he has faith and he has ambition and he has a purpose. When God speaks to a man, He gives him a purpose. When God speaks to a man, He gives him ambition. When God speaks to a man, He gives him faith to do it, to accomplish, to achieve what God's purpose in his life for. When God speaks to a man, He gives faith. Something happens. When He spoke to Gideon, He gave him faith. He gave him courage. He gave him something to be able to achieve the purpose for what he has been called for. And today, remember, we have been called for a purpose. Brother Branham said, God don't want us to be fearing. God wants us to be brave. The angel told Joshua to be brave and very courageous. He went under the anointing of what God has said. Hallelujah. Oh, no wonder when he met the captain of the host, God told him, nobody shall stand before you. There shall be no man that shall stand before you at the place of your life. And here was Joshua in the line of duty around Jericho. Here was a man standing there with Saul. And Joshua pulled his sword also. He went right to that man. Are you for us or for our enemies? And he said, I'm the captain of the host. So praise the Lord. Listen, he went under the anointing of God. Moses, after he met God, at the backside of the desert, he was anointed. Hallelujah. And under that anointing, he went to meet Pharaoh. Let my people go. Under that anointing, we need that anointing. We need the super anointing. We need that Holy Ghost power. We need that presence of the Lord to go with us. If not, our efforts will be in vain. Young man, young woman, brothers and sisters, we need the anointing of God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit of the living God to come upon us, because we cannot do this by our own might, by our own strength. Young people, you need the Holy Ghost. Mama, Papa, we all need that Spirit of the living God. We need that baptism, the baptism of fire upon our lives, so that we'll be able to achieve the purpose of God for our lives. No wonder Jesus told the disciples, wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. Wait for that anointing. Because even Jesus, when he came here, he has to be anointed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was anointed. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. He has anointed me. Oh, yes, sir. The Spirit came upon him to do the work of God. And we need that anointing. And when the anointing comes, we go in the strength and the power of that anointing. And nothing can stand before us. The gate of hell shall not prevail against us. We are more than conquerors under that anointing. Because that anointing will break the yoke of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful Savior we are serving. Go in this thy mind, and that shall save the people. The Lord anointed him, and he went in that anointing. And he did the job. Because when God speaks to a man, everything around changes. When the angels, everything around people change. He went in the strength of the Lord. He went in the might of the Lord. He went in the power of the Lord. Under that inspiration, hallelujah. And when that, it makes you fearless. That's why Joshua was fearless. He went forward because God anointed him. He went in that anointing. Was it no Moses that was saying to Pharaoh, I don't know how to speak. Who am I to go to Pharaoh? He didn't go to that. He went to the palace of Pharaoh. No matter how many powers, no matter who was looking for him, he went right there. He spoke to Pharaoh and the work was done. Oh man. Remember, he even had opposition from his own people. At that point, they even wanted to stone him. But he was anointed for the job. And he did the job. And the fact that you are anointed doesn't mean you will not have challenges. You have challenges, but the anointing will do the work. The anointing will take away fear. The anointing will bring courage. The anointing will bring inspiration. The anointing will ginger you, energize you. Go in this thy mind. That shall save the people. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. No matter the opposition. Yes, they had Moses when they left Egypt. There were challenges. But he was anointed for the journey. He was anointed for the Father's business. Yes, because when God speaks to a man, he gives him faith. He gives him courage. He gives him ability. He gives him all that he needs to do the job. The presence of the Lord break the yoke. The presence of the Lord take away fear. The presence of the Lord take away depression. Takes away oppression. All the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord makes us to override, rule over our faith, bring everything all under our subjection. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, go in this thy mind. Moses was told, go in this thy mind. After he has met God at the backside of the desert, he went in that strength. He went in that mind, and the job was done. Joshua, he went under that mind, and the work was done. Brethren, today, the only way we're going to make it is come into the presence of the Lord. Let that anointing come. The angel gave favor. He looked upon Joshua. He looked upon Gideon. And things were changed in their lives. They were never the same people. They were never the same people. And you will never be the same. If you come into the presence of the Lord, you will never be the same. Even while we are here, even while we are hearing, even while we are preaching, listening, if you come and break through the veil of the flesh and come into his presence, you will never be the same. You can never leave this place the same when you have come into his presence. When you break through the veil of the flesh, unbelief and doubt, and move yourself right into his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Where the glory never fails, you will never be the same. And that is when he said, go in this thy might. Look at the disciples. When after Pentecost, when that anointing, the presence of the Lord came down. When they were anointed. Oh, when they came into the presence of the Lord, when that favor of God came down and they received the Holy Ghost, the power of God came upon them. They went out. They were never the same. Until death, they were never the same. The Bible said their lives was no more dear to them. So for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. It was the everything was Christ. To promote the gospel, to project Christ, to reflect Christ, everything in their lives, all that was Christ and Christ and Christ and Christ alone. May God help us, my brothers and sisters. In this hour, we need that anointing. Go in this mind. He was anointed. Look at me. The Bible says Samuel anointed me, and the Spirit of God came upon him. That was the difference in his life. He goes out there. There was a Goliath there. There was a challenge there. There was an opponent there. There was a big champion there. And that was everybody was afraid of. But not David. A mighty man of valor. That was not David. He was not scared. Because he has been anointed. Because he has met God. Because he has experienced God. Oh, hallelujah. We need that experience. We need that revelation. Brother Branham said, the importance of revelation by the Spirit of God to the true believer can never be overemphasized. Revelation gives us prevailing power. He gives us authority. If you give you authority over the works of the enemy, the works of the flesh, if you give you authority over depression, if you give your breath victory, he will give you inspiration, anointing, victory, yes, sir, over depression, oppression, over drugs, over evil, over the works of the flesh. Yes, sir. Oh, you can't talk too much about it. Because when the Lord looks upon you, he changes it. And you can never come to Christ and ever remain the same. Oh, hallelujah. If anyone be in Christ, it's a new creation. Church, don't just stop, brothers, because you hold sermon book. I hold sermon book. I hold Bible. That is not it. These things must be made flesh in us. The word must be born in us. The word must be made flesh in you. The word must be quickened in us. The Bible says, and the word was made flesh. Let this word be made flesh in you. The word was made flesh. Gideon, Mary, angel, the angel opened the scriptures. It was anointed. It became real to him. David, it became real to him. Moses, it became real to him. It became their lives. And they went in the strength of their word. And they had the victory. Today, we can never make it without it. When that anointing comes, your life will change. That anointing will lead you. That anointing will give you the victory. David, yes, stand David. And everybody was afraid of Goliath. And everybody said, we cannot make it. And David said, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But that anointing that he has received. Go in this thy might. And he went right there when his own brothers were afraid. When even the king was afraid. When nobody was coming out to stand against Goliath. David came there because he was anointed. Go in this thy mind. And he went right there. And he met Goliath. And he threw Goliath down. Not only he killed him. Why? He was anointed. Go in this thy mind. Come under the anointing of the word of the Lord. Come under the quickening power. Brethren, in this hour, things are going to be difficult and more challenging, even the year ahead of us. But we should remember, God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. We should remember to live constantly in his presence, to stay under the anointing. Brother Branham said, the message of the hour will meet the challenges of the hour. The condition of the age. God says a the condition of the age. He prepares his messenger for the age. And the messenger meets the challenges of the age. And that is the message. The message of the hour will meet the conditions of the hour. And that is why it needs total obedience to that word. That we will be surrendered totally to him. And when we come under that word, that anointing, brother, the gate of faith shall not prevail against us. Go in this thy might. Thou shalt save. And your life will shine. And the people will see God in us. In this hour, we want to thank God. Alpha His grace has brought us. Our Lord Jesus went in that strength, that anointing. He was anointed. The Bible says so. John saw the Spirit of God descending upon him. He was anointed. He went in that anointing. He went in that might. And so today, you and I must go in the same might of this anointing that I've been seen in this hour. Oh, the ego's anointing. You realize in the various ages, the people were anointed and they went in the anointing of their ages. The lion anointing, the calf anointing, that made the people to defeat the fires and the persecutions and the thing that they went because it was anointing of sacrifice. And they stood there. And their life was not dear to them because of the anointing that they received. They went in the power of that anointing. In the days of Paul, they were fearless because it was a lion's anointing. They went in that anointing that they received for that age. In the days of Luther, those reformers, they went under that anointing. I like John Hus, I like Martin Luther, Wycliffe, and all those people. They were under that anointing. They went in that anointing. And here we come, the last day, with the ego's anointing. Sons and daughters of God, fly above all these things. Fly above the curse of this life. Fly above all losses, wellness. Fly above those things. Hold on to the revelation of the word and go in this anointing, and the victory shall be ours. God bless you, and God be with us. Shalom. Go in this night. Let the message, anointing of the Holy Ghost, be upon our lives. Walk in that victory. No matter what comes, the message of the hour will meet every challenge. Every challenge. When God brought Moses in front of them, there was a lot of challenges, but they went through all. And in this our journey, in this third Exodus, we have challenges, but under this anointing, we'll come out victorious. Because it is not your promise, it is not Brother Branham, it is Jesus Christ that made the promise. So go in this mind. That's saying as a prophet and a message, and God said, I'm watching over my word and I'll perform it. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Your man, your woman, whatever might be your challenges, you might be afraid. You might be hiding like Gideon today or like any other fellow today. But I'm telling you, the Lord has favored us. And that's why you are hearing what you are hearing today. Listen to the word. Surrender to the word. Say, yes, Lord, I surrender. Gideon surrendered. He brought himself under that anointing, that word, and he went forward. He took what the angel said. Yes, after he has experienced the presence of the Lord and received the word, receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive the word of the Lord. It will set you free from drugs. It will set you free from the things of the Lord. It will break the power. The anointing will break the power of the enemy. Go in this thy mind. You shall see. And you shall have victory. And you shall overcome. And you'll be more than conqueror if you go under this anointing. May God be with us. God bless you. Brother Andrews, please come and take over. God bless you, saints of God. Thank you. Thank you again for this opportunity. God bless you. Brother Andrews, please. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much, brother. That was rich. It was blessed. It was very true. And all I would say to each and every one of us this evening, saints, what shall you do with this Jesus called Christ? Now, this word that has been presented to you, to I this evening, what are you going to do with it? Are we just going to be like Pilate and just wash our hands and say, well, I'm not going to do anything about this? No, don't do that. It's the grace of God. Just like Brother Tim was saying, you have found favor with God. When the angel came down and that anointing was there and he spoke to Mary and told her of things that were incredible. She accepted and she went in the power of that anointing. And when she said, be it unto me according to thy word, that anointing now worked mightily inside of her, and she brought forth Jesus. She brought forth through the power of that anointing. What about Jesus himself? He led the way, didn't he? He showed us the way. He says, it's not I that does the work. It's my Father who dwells in me. He does the work. Now, you young people that are struggling as Christians, struggling with all the things of the world, you haven't learned the secret yet, that it's not you that's supposed to do the works. It's supposed to be the Spirit of your Father in you that does the works. The prophet says, all the church needs to do is to yield to the anointing. Whatever spirit God sends, whatever word he sends to you, whatever quickening and inspiration he sends to you, he wants you to yield to that. He wants to go, as Brother Tim was saying so wonderfully, he wants you to go in the power, in this might, this anointing, this power that God has released to you. He wants you, this must be the might that you go in. Does the word not say it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Friends, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. But if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then you can ask what you will. Friends, that's the secret of why one person has got a victorious Christian life and the other doesn't. It's the anointing. It's what you do with the anointing when it comes your way. If you submit yourself to the Lord, lay yourself on the altar when he passes your way and say, Jesus, be it unto me according to your word. Like Abraham, you accept his word and walk in that promise. In when heaven is open to you and the promise is given to you and God reveals who he is and reveals who you are. Don't lean on your own understanding at a time like that. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about other circumstances. You just look away to Jesus and you just give yourself over to him. And like Brother Tim was saying there, he'll never let you down. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says, none that trust in him shall ever be put to shame. You will never be embarrassed standing upon the promises of God. You will never be ashamed if you take God's word literally. When he speaks to you and you accept that promise, go forth in that promise. That is where your might comes from. And that was tremendous, wasn't it? I just wrote it down when he read that quote from the prophet. You know, when God speaks to a man, that gives you faith. Now, has God not spoken to you this evening? Does it not give you faith? Does it not help you to realize, but no, I don't need the devil to kick me down anymore. I don't need to submit myself to this fear anymore. Because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's what the Bible says. Go in this thy might. Go in this promise. Yield yourself. Stay in the presence of that word and say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. He says, when God speaks to man, it gives him faith. The man now has ambition. You see, now you know what it is God wants you to do. Now you know what he raised you up for. Now you know what the purpose of your calling is. And you submit and yield yourself to that. When Samuel anointed David, he just had to yield to that anointing when the Spirit came upon him. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is not ours, friends. You cannot overcome anything in your own strength. But like Brother Tim said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Since let's not allow the promises of God just to be sweet music inside of our ears. Let us submit ourselves to them. Let us seek the Lord with a heart to say, Lord, I want to see the reality of your promise inside of my life. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, friend, you are never going to live a victorious life. You will have a lot of good intentions. But like Brother Tim said, we don't just want the profession. We want the possession. And why not receive the Holy Ghost? It's a gift. Imagine the greatest Christmas present you can receive is eternal life. The greatest gift was God gave you the gift of eternal life, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Freely you have received, freely give. All he wants you to do is yield yourself just to believe his promise. Lay yourself upon the altar. And exactly what Brother Tim was saying will happen inside of your life. The anointing will come inside of your life. It'll give you faith. It'll give you purpose. It'll give you vision. You'll now know what you're supposed to do. You'll now know why God has given you the talents he's given you. You know now know even why he took you through the things that he did inside of your life. Friends, there's nothing more glorious than the anointing of God inside of your life. And you must guard it with all your life. If you've never received the anointing of God, that's what you need to seek from the Lord now, to say, Lord, please. Now, I've tried to be a believer. I'm trying to be a good boy, trying to be a good girl, but the world is tempting me. I'm feeling the pull of my natural flesh, the natural desire pulls me to the world. Lord, I don't want to do these things that are wrong. When the Holy Ghost comes in, what did Jesus say? Tarry ye in the upper room, yeah? Until you receive the promise of the Father, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And the prophet says, power, what for? Power in prayer, power in speech, power to live a holy life. That's what the Holy Ghost was given for. Don't try to do it in your own strength. God has made a way. The veil was rent so we can come directly into the Shekinah presence of God, directly to the throne of grace. So that God, he says, I will walk in them. I will live in them. I will walk in them. They shall be my people and I shall be their God. That is the greatest thing that God has ever done. When he rent the veil of Jesus on the cross, when he tore him apart and he took the soul out of Jesus, the life that was in him, and he poured it upon the church, that anointing, that eternal life, that power of the Holy Ghost inside of your life. That is what makes a Christian. When the prophet says, why is it some find it so hard to live a Christian life? He brings it back to this. They've never received the anointing. They're trying to do it in their own strength. No, friends, let's come within the veil this evening. Let's bow our heads now as we so thank the Lord for the word that's been given unto us. But I want to bring it to you. You young people, you children that are listening this evening, you young people, old people, whoever you are, what are you going to do with this word this evening? Are you just going to close your notebook if you made notes? Or are you just going to come to the end of the service when we close and we worship and pray and just leave it like it is? I don't think really that's why the Lord sent us this word. Or are you going to search yourself and are you going to seek the Lord and say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Maybe you used to have the anointing inside of your life, but you've grieved the Holy Ghost. You've allowed other things to come in and you're really desiring the blessed, sweet presence of Christ inside of your life once again. Friends, he so much wants to come and be real to you once again. He wants to give you that real Christmas experience that we're speaking about the other day. He really wants to come in reality inside of your life to renew your vision, to renew your strength, to renew your hope, to renew your faith. Friends, heaven is, it is an expectation in heaven. All he's wanting you to do is just to yield unto him, just to say to him, Lord, today, be it unto me according to your word. If there's anybody now who has that desire, why not raise up your hand? Like Paul and Silas, don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about what other people think. The most blessed thing that can happen inside of your life is for the Spirit of Christ, the very Spirit of Jesus himself, to come inside of your soul, to come inside of your life, to have the fellowship and communion with Jesus. He takes the word and he quickens and he makes it alive. He takes the purpose of God for your life and he makes it real. He acts, as Brother Tim said, that life, it strikes the seed and something comes forth inside of it. Like with Gideon, make such a change or be a revolution inside of your life. Oh, friends, that's the greatest thing that I could recommend to you this Christmas time is this great gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit, if this same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. That quickening power, that blessed, sweet fellowship and communion, that inside life with Christ, that life within the veil. If that's your desire, why not raise up your hand to the Lord this evening and say, Jesus, please. Lord, I don't want it to be a theory anymore. Lord, I'm looking at this Christmas season for reality. The world is speaking of Christmas, but I want that Christmas, the real Christmas, when you are born inside of me. And I believe the Lord will bless you. Let's pray. Father, we so thank you for your word that you've given to us this evening. We thank you for your servant that has so faithfully ministered your word. I pray that you'll minister the riches of your blessing upon him, that you'll bless his ministry, that you'll bless his family, that you'll bless his stay even in Connecticut, that you'll bless the saints that he's with there, Lord. I just pray, Lord, Father, your presence would be his exceeding great reward even at this time. And Father, every single one of us that have heard this word upon this day, how true that it is, Lord. And Father, every one of us would say, this is yea and this is amen. That Father, as we'd finish this year and go into a new year, how we just desire, Lord, to go forth in this, thy might, Lord, is our desire. Father, them that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, I pray, you'll just, Father, make such a thirst inside of them for the unfailing realities of the living God, that, Father, Lord, they may seek thee until they find thee. For you said, Lord, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And Father, every need and every desire, Lord, where people are seeking for deliverance, Father, you said it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, Father, you said it's the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives. Lord, let it be so upon this day. Let the anointing break every yoke with this fear, with this confusion, with this uncertainty, whatsoever it would be. I just pray now, Lord, that by your grace and by your mercy, for you always confirm your word. Father, confirm your word in the lives of your people upon this evening, Lord, and let your anointing, Lord, achieve the purpose to which it has been sent. And Father, may you be glorified in it all. May you bless us as we continue to worship you this evening, Lord. Bless each home, bless each head that is bowed, bless each soul that is represented, Lord. And Father, may you continue to lead us for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints. It's such a wonderful time, a wonderful word. We really do appreciate it. Take it seriously, saint. Meditate upon it. And may the rich blessings of God be your inheritance in this season is our desire. Thank you so much to Brother Shong. May the Lord bless you, brother. We really look forward to meeting you next time by the grace of God. Let's ask Brother Vlad to give us a few songs as we close. And God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening.
And so keep that same Holy Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. Not by my heart, not by power, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. This mountain shall not be removed. This mountain shall not be removed. This mountain shall not be removed, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. This mountain shall not be removed. This mountain shall not be removed. This mountain shall not be removed, but by my Spirit, say the Lord. Know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, you are a temple. Know ye not, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Know we not, you are the temple. Know we not, you are the temple. Know we not, no, we know you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy God. I bless your name, I bless your name. In prison is chained with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. The chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in the prison in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time so hard, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are alive, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Thank you, Brother Vlad. We thank you for the song worship, brother. God bless you, saints. Have a wonderful evening until tomorrow. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Brother Maxwell, God bless the Chiningas, Brother Eli.